And joining us to talk movies, our movie mom, Nell Minow. Nell, good morning.
Good morning. I have been waiting for this week for such a long time. Two of the biggest movies of the year.
Yes.
Just in time for Thanksgiving, starting with Frozen 2. Now, everybody, do not expect to go and have the same experience that you had with Frozen 1. It's always different for a sequel. We know the characters, we know the environment, but I thought this movie was terrific. It's exciting, it's romantic, it's very funny, and you do need to stay all the way to the end of the credits. I mean, way all the way to the end of the credits for a very funny extra scene. So in this movie, the two sisters, Elsa and Anna, have to go to an enchanted forest where they learn some things about their family history. Some things that are good news, some things that are not so good news. Mm. And what I love about this movie is that it addresses some of the most important issues of childhood and, to be honest, of humanhood in a very accessible but very thoughtful way. So one of the things that children have to learn how to cope with is change. They are changing themselves every single day. The world changes around them every single day. How do you handle that? How do you solve problems that are difficult? I love the answer to that, which of course isn't a song in this movie, which is you just have to do the next right thing.
Oh.
And you don't have to figure it all out right at the same time. There are some great new characters in here. I can see that an end-of-year holiday gift list, people are going to be asking for that horse made out of ice and water and maybe the fire lizard, maybe not the rock monsters, but you never know. And I think it was, you know, just a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
All
not
right.
for the littlest kids, because there's some scary stuff there, but maybe 7 and up.
All right, cool.
All right, now the big one that I've been talking about for a week.
Yes.
Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Boy, did I love this movie. Now, first, I do want to tell you, though, that there's some tough stuff in this movie. This is not a movie for kids. This is not Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not take anybody under, say, 10 or 11. But for the rest of us, especially for grown-ups, you will cry and you will be a better person at the end of this movie than you were at the beginning. This is kind of like Mr. Rogers for grown-ups because this is a movie about a real-life story about a reporter who was tough and complicated and unhappy who went to interview Mr. Rogers and had his life changed by that encounter. And as we watch it, we feel our lives are being changed, too. Matthew Reese from The Americans plays the reporter. Tom Hanks is just wonderful as Mr. Rogers. He just gets that vibe. You know, he's like Mr. Rogers. He's also the nicest guy in the world. And there's one wonderful scene where they're on the subway in New York. And you know what a New York subway car is like. It's very crowded, and it's got every kind of person, every kind of age, every kind of ethnicity. And one by one, they look over, and they see Mr. Rogers sitting there. And then all of a sudden, they all go, "It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day in the neighbor, would you be mine?" And they sing the whole song to
Mr. Rogers. Wow.
And I asked the reporter, because I talked to him, "Did that really happen?" He said, "Absolutely, it really happened, but it was New York, so they added in a couple of words that we can't say on the radio." Anyway, it's a wonderful, wonderful movie, and I really strongly recommend it. This is something that when you and your family are together for Thanksgiving, you want to make time to go see this together.
All right, very good. Anything else that we need to look forward to this weekend?
Yeah, if you're looking for a good cops and robbers movie, we got one this week. It's called 21 Bridges, and it is about a police detective played by Chadwick Boseman. That's better known as the Black Panther, and he has just a couple of hours to track down some cop killers, the result of a drug deal gone wrong. And I thought it was, everybody's going to guess immediately who the bad guy is. That's not the problem. But it, just in terms of finding the clues, chasing it down, it's a very tough, bloody, tense, exciting movie, definitely R-rated.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a cops and robbers movie, that's a pretty good one. Or you could stay home and watch one of my favorite movies of the year, Blinded by the Light, also based on the true story of a journalist. This one, when he was a teenager, son of immigrants in England, feeling very disaffected, feeling very picked on, feeling very teenagery, he heard the music of Bruce Springsteen.
Wow.
Changed his life.
Very cool.
And it's a wonderful story. I interviewed the real journalist, and he said he wrote the book that the movie is based on just so he could meet Bruce Springsteen, and it worked. So there you go. If you want to meet Bruce Springsteen, that's what you do. And also Dora and the Lost City of Gold. is out on DVD and streaming this week. Next week for Thanksgiving, we've got a bunch more great movies, including one I'm very excited to tell you about. It's called Knives Out. And if you like movies, sort of those Agatha Christie movies, mm-hmm. where a murder is committed and everybody's a suspect and the detective gathers them all together at the end to explain who did it, this is that movie. But it is nuts, and I will tell you all about that next week.
All right, very good. And as always, folks can check out your blog at MovieMom.com.